Hey there, friends, it's Nick, and this is episode 361 of the Story Hacker Podcast. So back in the early days, fairly early on in this podcast, there was an episode where I talked about creating a story, and as opposed to just telling a story. And one of the things that comes up occasionally when I speak to people about, you know, telling better business stories is they say, well, no, I haven't done anything, or nothing's happened to me, or I don't have a story. Now, by the by, that's, in my experience, never actually true. Everyone has conflict, everyone has drama, everyone has things they've learned that can be of use to other people. But nevertheless, this is the feeling that some people have. And I think I did an episode a while ago, early on, where I talked about, you know, if you haven't got a story, make one. I think it was Thoreau who said something like, you know, how dare you sit down to write when you haven't stood up to live, or something like that. In other words, we can't just talk about stuff. We need to do stuff, don't we? And I've, you know, over the life of this podcast, there's various things that I've done, if you like, in real time, which have enabled me to talk about experiences on this podcast. And it's can be simple stuff like doing a podcast every day, folks. It's you know, a year ago I hadn't done it, now I have. It could be, like a couple of weeks ago, you know, when I did my 9 days without the internet. Or it could even be this thing that I've started fairly recently, which is the running. And, you know, I use running in the loosest possible term, but it's got a couple of advantages. One is that I'm 50. I need to pull my finger out and get a bit fitter and a bit lighter, if I'm honest. The other is it's allowing me to sort of strengthen my kind of grit. You know, I've talked before on this podcast about being quite bloody minded as a person. You know, I'm quite stubborn. But there's a difference between mental stubbornness and physical stubbornness, I think. Stubbornness. And, you know, it's fairly easy for me to be stubborn mentally, but physically, from an endurance point of view, at the moment, I just don't have the tools. Yeah. And, you know, I can be stubborn about getting up out of bed. A couple of days ago, I really didn't want to go running. It was all the time I woke up 5:30 or something, and I didn't want to do it. And we're only talking about 25 minutes, not all of which is running, folks. So, you know, we're not talking about a great exercise. But I can be stubborn enough to do that, to get out of bed and do it. But the physical kind of grit and determination, the kind of the ability to carry on in the face of pain and discomfort and fatigue is something I don't have at the moment. So that's something else that this is building in me. But the other thing is, I suppose, you know, at the end of it, there will be a story one way or another. And I'm doing this Couch to 5K program over 9 weeks, which is fine. But today, one of the things I did, for example, is I've signed up for a... it's making me laugh even thinking about it. I've signed up for a race. So 9 weeks today, all things being equal, unless there's another spike in COVID, I shall be running in a 5K race. And I haven't, you know, as I record this, I haven't told anyone. It's just between you and me, friends. My wife doesn't know, my kids don't know, my parents don't know, even though it's actually my mum's birthday. But don't worry, Mum, if you're listening to this, it's all fine. It's all fine. It's early in the morning. Anyway, the point is that from a story point of view, Thoreau's quote about standing up and living is so relevant. You know, whatever business you're in, whatever, you know, game you're playing, whatever field of play you're on, this idea that you can do something that will give you a hook to talk about yourself and about your work or about your beliefs. You know, one of the things that you can see in this podcast, and there'll probably be a few, is that I'm using this personal stuff, this personal story, to give a bit of insight into my character and the way I think about the world and, you know, what I think about turning up and trying something that's hard. You know, I had a really interesting discussion this morning with some friends my mastermind group, you know, and it got around to parenting. And I think one of the things, you know, my kids are 20 and 17, basically. And this difference between making children safe and making them strong is so critical, I think. And it's one of those things that it's you know, sometimes I wonder, you know, where we draw the line in doing those two things. You know, we naturally want to keep our kids safe. We naturally want to keep them happy. And then we let them loose into a world that doesn't care about those things at all for them. So, you know, we have to try and find that balance. And the same is true for ourselves. You know, I mean, anything that applies as a parent in that kind of sphere applies to you as a person, right? You know, and I'm much safer and I'm much happier in my bed at 5:30 in the morning. But it's not making me any stronger. And that's the goal. And we'll check back in 9 weeks' time and see how it went. But it's whatever happens, it's going to be interesting, right? It's going to be a story. And as we all know, friends, your story means business. Thanks for listening.